Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If a little girl can change the course of history with a pure yes to the Lord, what is stopping you and I? Now, St. Agnes, virgin and martyr, was a young girl, only about 12 or 13, when she was martyred in 304 AD. Her popularity grew immediately as she became a person well attested and venerated by many of the church fathers soon after her martyrdom. St. Jerome, Ambrose, Augustine, and even the Emperor Constantine built a basilica over her grave shortly after her death. Now, it was attested that St. Agnes was a beautiful and attractive young lady from a noble family. And for a bit of context, at that time, pagan families, even amongst the nobility, rarely kept their female offspring. Abortion and infanticide was a huge killer of women, whereas the Christians prohibited this. But for that reason, in the noble class, there were not many young women to go around. So Agnes, who was approaching a marriageable age, had many suitors who were interested in her. But Agnes said no, and refused any advances because she made a vow to consecrate her virginity to God and to strive wholly to be chaste and pure. But because of that, she was dubbed in to the authorities, and yet she was not fazed by any of the threats of all her instruments of torture they were planning to use on her, as she remained faithful to her vows and love for the Lord. Now, one historian said that the way the Romans treated Agnes was so abhorrent and repulsive that it became a kind of wake-up call for the pagan culture, and public opinion began to swing in favour of Christianity, leading to a great number of conversions. In Latin, Agnes means lamb, or agnus, and since the Middle Ages, St. Agnes has been represented in art and pictures with a lamb and a palm, which symbolised her sharing in the victory of Christ's own sacrifice. On today's feast, two lambs are solemnly blessed by the Pope, and from their wool, vestments called palliums are made, which is a kind of circular sash worn around the neck, given to all the metropolitan archbishops around the world. Saint Agnes, pray for us, especially for all the young people in the world, that we may have the same faith, courage, and undivided love for the Lord as you did. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who chose what is weak in the world to confound the strong, mercifully grant that we who celebrate the heavenly birthday of your martyr, Saint Agnes, may follow her constancy in the faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.